Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hoodoo practitioner and fourth generation seer with over 50 years experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors, along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida, and the old Hoodoo root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology, and parapsychology, brings holistic dimension that touches you, spirit, mind, and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Adjuret, Azelet, Usia, Blusia, Metcatelin, Bahetskaber, Eshtami Tukav Ahamizbeya Lotikbi. God bless my father's children, here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir and welcome to the only genuine Hoodoo broadcast on the airwaves. This is your host, Monsieur John Leon Devereaux, officially known by many as Papa Say, your Hoodoo Daddy, promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say that I love you, and you, and even you. And it makes no difference what you think of me, but it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me, for I know, and I want you to know, that the real Hoodoo brings light, love, and life to the world. God bless each and every one of you, wherever you are and just the way you are. May he bless you real good, even as he has. Well, he kept you living. That's one thing, he kept you living. And you have received many of his blessings so far. Now, today is Spirit Messages. And like always, you can have one, but you got to call in to get it. Now, the number is 646-716-9149. 646-716-9149. Now I'll do it again. 646-716-9149. Everybody got that? Okay. Now, if you want me when I'm not on the air or something like that, then I advise you to listen to this.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around Hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Don't miss Papa Say's quick instant blessing for this week. This will get you motivated for all that you are supposed to be and have what you are supposed to have instantly. The quick instant blessing is the surefire way to get out of debt, pay all bills, and to be free this month, guaranteed. So don't miss the quick instant blessing Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. That's this Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. The quick instant blessing. Be there.
Now, you all have heard it all. Yeah, you heard it all. But we got some spirit messages. We sure do. And here's somebody from area code 901. Now, I wonder what they want. Well, let's see. What's 901? It's Papa Say. Hello?
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 Hello? Hey, how you doing?
Hello? I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I was calling, this is Jeanette. I'm calling from Memphis. So I was trying to want to get a spiritual reading or message.
Okay, Jeanette. The first card is the Seven of Clubs. The second card is the King of Clubs. And the third card is the Big Joker. Well. Well, the Seven of Clubs means a happy life. You will have a happy life. Now, the King of Clubs is the Bear. And he's good for speculation, gambling, anything like that, which means you'll be successful in it. But the third card you have is the Big Joker. Now, it helps you with anything, no matter how small, it makes it bigger. And stuff that is too big for you or, evil, it blocks them out. Now, when I take these three and put them together, this is what I get. You have success. You have success both coming and going. And because of that success, you have this Big Joker, which ensures your success. Oh, I just mean, just for rightly. You have success. You have an abundance of it. Because that bear means you have abundance of it, but that Joker just means that the whole thing that's showing to you now is success. It is success. Now, I expect you to use these numbers. 2.
Okay.
1, 5.
Okay.
2, 1, and 5. Now, is there anything else I can help you with?
Do you know who is my spiritual guider? Is there a way I can find it out?
Your spiritual guide? Well, of course.
Yes, sir.
Of course you can. First of all, just ask who it is. Ask for your spiritual guide to show himself or herself. Ask them to make it plain and known to you who it is, and then you will know it. He will come just as clear as I'm on the phone now. He will come to you. Might come in a dream. Might come when you're awake. I don't know. But if you ask for him, if you ask for him, he will be there. All right?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
God
so
bless
much.
You. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, here's another one asking, who is their spiritual guide? Yes, sir. Well, let's see what this other one wants. Okay. Area code 573, this is Papa Say. You're on the air.
Hi. Can you tell me if I'm going to be successful or promoted at my current job?
Wait a minute. You're smiling. Say it again.
Can you tell me if I'm going to be promoted at my current job?
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Okay, the first card is the extra joker. The second card is the queen of spades. And the third card is the queen of hearts. Well, well, well. That queen of spades is really a card saying that all the bad cards will be canceled out. Anything bad, it'll be canceled out. It'll be gone. And the queen of spades is love. That card is love. And the queen of diamonds is the children, which means, you know, friendly disposition and gentleness. Now, when I put all three of these together, this is what I get. This is what I get. You will be looked on as someone who's friendly, who has the right disposition. And because you are a person who is lovely, a person which everybody else would grow to love. And because you have this big joker, all of this will come your way. All of this will come your way. Now, for your blessing, use these numbers. 57, 3, and 6. Or let me put it this way. 7, 3, and 6.
Okay.
7,
okay,
3,
you.
And 6. Now, you can just use those. Now, it'll work for you. It'll work for you. The Lord will work for you. He will work for you. Those are good. Now, is there anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you very, very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, we got another one. Area code 903, this is Papa. Say hello.
Hello, Papa. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm all right. I was calling to see if you might could tell me if and when I'll hear from my boyfriend ever again.
Oh, Lord. Okay. If you will hear, you're going to hear from him. I won't tell you when. But, whoa. The first card is the Six of Hearts. The second card is the Jack of Spades. And the third card is the Ten of Hearts. Well, this is a very interesting one because the Six of Hearts is the house, which means success. Now, the Jack of Spades is the shepherd, which indicates intense love of life and a strong feeling of fellowship. And the Ten of Hearts is the bouquet of flowers. It is the bouquet of flowers, and it means a happy life. Well, now, I'll just tell you. The Jack of spades is, in the old hoodoo meaning, is the ancestors. It is the ancestors. It is somebody who is guiding you, who is protecting you. And what's more, he's looking at the sun. He's looking at the sun. He is looking at all this stuff that is around you. Now, I don't know who that ancestor is. He might be your father. Oh, no, no, your grandfather. Your grandfather.
Okay.
Now, yeah, that's your grandfather. Now, that six of hearts means that you will have success in all ventures. This will be successful for you. You don't have to worry about it. It will be successful. And the bouquet of flowers means that you will have a happy life. So when I look at that, when I look at this, it means that he will contact you. He will be in touch with you. And he will wonder, why in the hell haven't I heard from you? And when he does, you just tell him, well, you ain't heard from me because I ain't heard from you. And that's all. You will hear from him. Now, the numbers that you are to use are these. 3, 7, and 7. 3, 7, and 7. Now, all those are going to be good for you if you use them at the right time and in the right space. Is there any more questions you got?
Thank you, Papa. You're just wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, well. Yes, sir. Well, we got another one. We got another one. Area code 313. This is Papa Say. Hello.
Hey, Papa Say. This is Tony. I was also calling for a general reading.
Okay. The first card is the Four of Clubs. The second card is the Six of Clubs. And the third card is the Ace of Diamonds. Well, the first card, the Four of Clubs, means a key. It means a key, and it means, well, a key always means success, no matter where it is. It means success. Now, the Six of Clubs is the lightning. The lightning. Now, it denotes surprise, and it don't matter where. It just means you'll be surprised. But the Ace of Diamonds means the birds. And the birds gossip and do all that. Now, with it, when I take all this and put together, this is what I get. You will have success. And you will be surprised with it. But now, there will be some gossip. There will be some tattling about it. There'll be just people just pushing it back and forth. But with that, it ain't gonna matter, because with that you'll be able to go forward. Okay? Now, for your blessing, use these numbers. 4, 9, 7. 4, 9, 7. Now, when you play these numbers, you play them as the Lord tells you. You play them as he tells you. Don't play it like you want to play it, like he said. If he says tonight, you play it tonight. If he says tomorrow, you play it tomorrow. If he says end this week, you play it end this week. But these are your numbers. They are very good. 4, 9, and 7. Okay, is there anything else?
Oh, wow. Thank you. It's just like this. Few, but, you know, I'm I remember telling you yesterday I got into a accident. I was wondering, is any good going to come? I understand you said I'm going to have a new vehicle, but am I, you know, I hope that I'm not going to be without a vehicle too long for your, you know, transportation.
No, you have another one. You have another one. You better start looking. Yeah, it'll be better than this one. You better look at it. Yeah, you'll have a new one. You better start looking. It'll be a new one for you. Okay. You know, just look for it. Just be out there on the look see for it. It'll be there, it'll be for you. It'll be there. You will have a vehicle. You will have a vehicle, and that is the reason that the previous one got torn up. That's the reason why it got torn up. Why? So you could have a new one. God is blessing you. God is blessing you. And when he does it, there is no way you can really turn your back on it. Because it is his blessing. It's his blessing to you. You know, if you would say, you know, I want to bless Tony. I want to bless him. And God said, no, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And this is how I'm going to do it. And you just let him. You just let him. That car is yours. Now, first thing you got to do is you got to look for it. You got to look for it. You got to look where it's at or something like that. Just go around and see what kind of car you would want. You ain't got to set your mind on it. No, don't set your mind on it yet. It's just what kind you want. What kind. And be looking. Be looking because it is a blessing for you. All right?
Okay.
Okay, God bless you.
God bless you too, Papa Say. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, so many people. Another person. Oh, 773, this is Papa Say. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, Papa Say. How are you?
I'm fine. I knew it was you.
Is that good or bad? Is that good or bad?
I just knew it was you.
Is that good or bad, Papa Say?
Well, that's bad. That's good. Well, that's good.
Okay.
What's going on?
Thank you. Can you tell me what's all this invasive energy around me? What does the spirit say? Thank you.
Invasive energy. Okay. Ooh. The Ace of Spades is the first card. And the Seven of Diamonds is the second card. And the third card is the King of Spades. Okay. The Ace of Spades are cross swords. The Ace of Spades are cross swords, which signify protection against anything. Now, the Jack of Diamonds is the rider. And all he does is just ride and tells you what good is happening. But the King of Spades in the middle is the bride. And she ensures success, you know, for any single person and fulfillment of your highest aims. Okay, now, when I put all three of these together, this is what I get. You did have a bad thing working around you, but no more. No more. You are protected. And plus with that, the rider is there. He will give you good news, and you will know it. You will know it. Now, with the bride, you will have your highest aims fulfilled. You will have your highest aims and wishes. They will be all yours. They will be, every single one of them will be fulfilled. And with that rider, well, he's going to tell you something soon. You're going to hear about something soon. Really, really, this month. He ain't going to be going back to school to learn nothing. No, no, no. You're going to hear about this before you go back. Because, well, negative energy, I'm saying this to all people. I want all y'all to hear this. Negative energy happens to let us know that something good is near. Now, that might seem backwards, but it's the truth. It is the truth. When a negative thing happens, it is because something good is near. And something good is near you. It is near you. It is near you now. It is near you now. Now, that, you know, with the cross swords. Well, you know about cross swords. He was in the military. They make you walk under it, you know, when you get married. Well, those cross swords mean protection. They mean protection. And when this happened to you, it was showing you that you have protection, that you will be a success. Now, this ain't got nothing to do with you going back to work. It ain't got nothing to do with this. This is before then. This is before then.
All right now.
This is before then. Yeah, this is before then. So you will be a success because, you know, see, the rider is riding. His job is to tell you about it. And the bride, her job is just to be the fulfillment of high things. That's all, just the fulfillment of high things. But that rider, as long as he is riding, he is going to tell you. And with him, well, the sun is in it too. And with that, he's riding towards the sun. So he is riding towards your success.
Oh. Yep.
You are going to be successful. Now, these numbers I expect you to use. 1, 2, 5.
No.
1, 2, and 5. Now, those numbers hold the most for you and hold a blessing for you. 1, 2, and 5. Now, is there anything else I can help you with?
No, thank you so much, Papa Say. Aren't you glad you were able to give me a wonderful message and blessing?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, okay. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, boy. Boy, boy. Oh, that's something. It's something. Here's another one. Okay, area code 757. This is Papa Say. You're on the air.
Well, hello, Papa Say.
Hello. Who is this?
This is Shonda.
Let me hear you.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. I like a general reading.
A general reading. Okay. The first card is the Nine of Clubs. Whoa. The second card is the Eight of Spades. And the third card is the Two of Diamonds. Well, well, well. What have we here? Well, that Nine of Clubs means a park. And it foretells a new love. Now, that could be a man, it could be some new stuff you're doing or whatever, but anyway, it's a new love. Okay. Now, the eight of spades is the mountain. Now, some people think that the mountains indicate a great enemy, a mighty enemy. But I don't see that. No. The mountains just ensure that a certain goal that you have, you've come to it. You've overcome it. You've completed it. Now, that two of diamonds is the lady. It is the lady, and lady is you. You. Now, when I put all these together, I get this. You have a new love because, I'm going to put these like this, because you have overcome certain obstacles in your way. You are now a better person. And I don't know who, it might just be a new man, is it?
Well, actually, there is someone there now. I mean, he was there, but I guess he's making himself more available and is starting to make sacrifices, I guess you could say.
Well, let's see there. See there, new love. That's something. Ain't that good? Well, with that, well, I tell you what. You get you some candy.
Okay.
Get you some candy. Get you some peppermint candy. And you just suck on that when you think about him here.
Okay.
Just suck on it and think about his name. Think about his name and him. And you watch. He'll come. Now, I advise you to use these numbers. 8, 9, and 5.
8, 9, and 5.
8, 9, and 5. Now that is your big blessing. Now, is there anything else I can help you with?
Financially, as far as the job is concerned, am I gonna switch careers or should I just stay put? Like,
if you switch careers, stay put. Why do you want to switch now? Why do you want to switch?
I want something different. I'm a teacher, but I want something different. Like, I feel like I've outgrown that field.
Okay.
So I'm trying to.
Well, you know what you should do?
What's that?
You should look at something different. Something different. Don't look at teaching. Don't look at teaching as being your go-to or everything you got. No, don't look at it. You should be looking at something different, something better.
Okay.
In fact, if you want to be a teacher, you're in that now. But if you wait and go towards something else, because your mind has been thinking on it. It's been thinking. Now, if you go on with your mind, you will figure something out. You will figure something out. And go for it. Go for it.
Okay.
Go right for it. Go right for it. And tell that baby to help you go for it. Because, you know, I'm going to tell you something. Even though he's small, there's a lot that he can do.
Okay.
There's a lot he can do. In fact, if he would pray, no matter how simple, if he would pray for you to have a new job, no matter how simple, watch, you will have it.
Okay.
You'll have it. Okay? All right, then. God bless you.
Thank you. Same to you. Have a good one.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Well, well, well. Here's another person. Area code 340. This is Papa Say. You're on the air.
Hi, Papa Say. This is Bacon Cake Girl.
This is Bacon Cake Girl.
Yes.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. People is somebody that can come back. Oh, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Lord, Lord, Lord. How you been doing, girl?
I've been doing great. Excellent. I'm just affirming positive words, and that's about it. No matter what the circumstances are, I still stand on good promises. So, but
oh, well, good. Good. Well, baking cake, girl. Boy, boy, boy. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Well,
yes, Papa said this is baking cake, girl.
Well, what can I help you with?
Well, I would just like a read, and whatever you say, I would comply. I would accept.
Okay. Ooh, your first card is the Eight of Diamonds. The second card is the Four of Spades. And the third card is the Seven of Hearts. My, my, my. Bacon cake, girl. Oh, boy. Whoa. Well, the Eight of Diamonds is really the broken glass. Now, the broken glass typically means something bad that will happen for a long time, but there's something about the broken glass, and that is if you go and break it some more, then it doesn't have an effect on you. It doesn't have any effect. Now, the Four of Spades means the eye, and it denotes great interest taken by friends. It means great interest is taken by your friends. They want to know you. They want to know how are you able to do it, to get by so soon, so quickly. So, you know, you're just a marvel to them. You're just a marvel to them. And with the Seven of Hearts, which is in the middle, it is the stork, which means a change of residence sooner or later, but it's for the better. Now, when I put all three of these together, this is what I get. Because you will have a new residence, then the bad stuff with the old place doesn't even mean anything. Don't even pay attention to it. You're out of it. You're out of it. You're gone. You're gone for it. And you have interest taken by your friends in you, in what you do, because they don't know how you're able to do what you do. Or how come you're the way you are, or none of that. They just cannot figure it out. But as long as their eye is on you, as long as their eye is on you, and it's a good eye, you will receive good blessings. There ain't no evil eye now. As long as you see, as long as you do good things, there is no bad things whatsoever. Now, that broken mirror means, first of all, the end of luck, the end of money, the end of health. But because you have crushed it, because you have done more with it, you have made your way perfect before it. You have made your way perfect. So, therefore, nothing can harm you. Nothing can bother you. Nothing can forestall you. Now, with this, I expect you to use these numbers. 8, 3,
okay,
and 5.
All right.
8, 3, and 5. Lord, Lord, Lord. Now, anything else?
No, that's it, Prophecy. I'm satisfied.
You sure are? Well, okay. Okay, now call us back, I won't. Call
All
us
right.
back, won't you? Okay, thank you.
I will.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
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 Lord, Lord, Lord. Now, ain't that something? Here's somebody I ain't talked to in years. In years, and she is calling me back. Well, Lord. She is calling me back. Now, that's good. That is real good. Hey, I want to tell you all something. You know, yesterday when I was talking about the cornbread, when I was saying about the hot water bread, and I was telling you, and I told you what I forgot, but I remembered that you should use yellow cornmeal. Yellow cornmeal with whole kernel corn in it. Okay, now, here we go. Make 3 loaves of this, just 3 patties, and put them on a plate. A white plate, if you got it. Stack them up. 3 on a plate. And you know what I want you to do with them corn cakes? I want you to take them and put them under a tree. You hear me? Put them under a tree. And just ask that tree, and the spirit connected with it to bless you. Put them corn cakes under the tree. And ask the spirit of the tree and the wealth spirit to bless you. Now, with that, you are insured, glory to God, you are insured of having money. You are insured of having. Because the yellow means money. The kernel corn means money. Now, the syrup and all that, I don't matter. Remember, yesterday I was talking about that black syrup, you know, bear rabbit, but it don't matter. Oh, come on. You can put sorghum molasses on it, but whatever you put on it, whatever you do, this will be a sweet smelling what? Savior unto the Lord. Do you hear? Now, you have got to put the corn bread on a white dish, a white platter, if you got one, a white one. Now, you just put it there and you pray. Pray to the Lord that you will be blessed, and you will. You will be blessed of the Lord. Now, I'm going to tell you, if you feel like it, make you some and eat it. Now, that's for all of you all that have money problems. Make you some cornmeal. Make you some hot water bread, some yellow hot water bread with whole kernel corn, and eat it. That's right. Eat it. Because the oil will make you fertile. It'll make you, well, let's put it this way. It'll make you prosperous. The sugar in it, the honey, or the syrup, the sorghum, praise the Lord, will give you every blessing you need. But you make it with three corn cakes. Three of them. Stack them on top of each other. Stack them on up. Now, you remember what you need. You need yellow cornmeal. You need flour. You need salt. You need, what's it called? The leavening. And you need oil or water. You need water, really, with it. And when it's done, you dress it with butter. Oh, glory to God. Butter is another blessing. That is blessing coming to you from a source which you don't even know. Yes, it is. My God, my God. It will keep you. Then I tell you, then you eat it. You eat it. You don't need nothing with it. Just eat it, just like it is. Just like it is. Go on and eat it. You ain't got to put nothing on it. Just go on and eat it. Ain't got to have nothing with it. Just go on and eat it. But I'm telling you now, if you have some black-eyed peas, oh, yeah. With the cornbread, our people have eaten that for years, all through slavery, and people didn't pay no attention to it. And it brought us this far. What are you talking about, Papa? Say, there are many black millionaires. There are many of them. And they don't know. You know, they can't even say how they got it. But I know it's through that hot water bread. Now, this ain't a loaf in the pan. This is something you fry on the top of a stove. You hear? You hear? It's something that's fried, and you have got to go on and fry it up. Why ain't it in the stove? Because it takes too long to bake it. This ain't baked. This is fried. Now, it's three cakes on a plate. One, two, three. And then with that, you can put butter on it, and you can put some syrup or something on, and then set it by a tree. Set it by a tree. Now, that's the way. That is it. That is the way. You don't have to worry about nothing. No more. Don't have to worry about nothing. With that, you will have continuous money. Now, I done told you. Better watch out. Better watch out. You will have enough money all the time. Glory to God. Or as the sanctified people would say, Eba Vashandamaha. Now, I'm telling you how to keep things going. And I expect you to do it. Now, all of you that's there, you can just send me a letter. You can send to me a letter when you've done it. And when you've been blessed. Yep, just send a letter. Just send a letter, that's all. See, I'm this kind of guy. You ain't got to send me a piece of it. Oh, no. Why? Because that is the Lord's blessing for you. It ain't for me, it's for you. It is for you. You ain't got to send me a piece of it. You just send me a note stating, yeah, Papa, I got saved for this. I got blessed with this. I got blessed with this. On this day at this time, I got blessed with this. And remember, that's hot water bread. Ain't no milk going in it. That's hot water bread. And for the hot water bread, let me tell you, you got to have the water hot, which is what? You got to boil it and put it in there. Yes, sir, and then just stir it. This is old-time hoodoo. Old-time hoodoo. It's stuff that people don't want to listen to, or don't want to be dealing with, or don't even want to be going on around them. This is real hoodoo. And it will keep you. I declare, it will keep you no matter what.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success and love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN. Extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Don't miss Papa Say's quick instant blessing for this week. This will get you motivated for all that you are supposed to be and have what you are supposed to have instantly. The quick instant blessing is the surefire way to get out of debt, pay all bills, and to be free this month, guaranteed. So don't miss the Quick Instant Blessing Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. That's this Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time, the Quick Instant Blessing. Be there.
Well, well, well. Well, it's about time for us to get on out of here. Yeah, it's about time. And with all of you, I hope you have listened and have learned certain things. Yes, sir. And to tell you the truth, well, I will see you tomorrow. I will see you tomorrow. Sure will at 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock, steady and prompt. I will be here. Now, will you do me a favor? And remember this. There's only one real hoodoo. And only one Papa Say. Now, good night. And God bless you. And I hope to see you tomorrow, okay? All right. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michelle LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.